brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business. I welcome back my colleague Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. He's been on the road to come back to us to report on small businesses in America. But we begin with the macro economy, front page of the Wall Street Journal in these last hours. Economy extends hiring streak with hint of cooling. Payrolls rose by 390,000 in May as jobless rate held steady. Gene, welcome back. This sounds like good news, is it? Good evening.
Hey, John. First of all, I don't want to be the one to say this is not good news. I mean, you know, the government saying the economy is adding jobs, that is great news. I'm not as excited about it as maybe you're hearing, you know, the Biden administration talk about this or Secretary Walsh of the Labor Department. And I'll give you a couple of reasons why. I mean, I've never been a huge fan of the Labor Department's numbers only because they're based on a census and survey data. They usually go back and revise that data. In fact, they've revised it downwards for the last couple of months. I like to look at some of the large payroll firms. Just the day before, this week, ADP, one of the largest payroll service providers, they released their monthly data for employment. Now, this is data. This is not a survey. This is like out of their own systems. And they were showing a tepid increase in jobs created, about 128,000. And in fact, they also reported that 91,000 jobs were lost at small businesses this past month. Now, again, this is not a survey. This is like people that fell off. These are like customers that are not paying them because they have less employees on their rolls. And that, to me, is a sign that small businesses, as much as they're searching for great talent, there is, something going on out there that's causing them to pull back on employees. And I think that we need to be aware of it. The other thing is with the government data, some of the biggest increases were in government jobs and also jobs in travel and hospitality. And, I also looked at that with a little bit of skepticism. I mean, this is going back to the month of May. So schools are getting out in many parts of the country and summer starting and, which is great. You know, it's not the pandemic anymore, but you would expect to see an increase in jobs in this time, mainly because you're kids out of school and parents now are freed up. Because they don't have their kids in school all the time. They can go to, get jobs. They don't have to worry about that. So I'm tempering the news a little bit, based on those factors and the factors that my own clients say, they're looking into a slowdown this year and they're concerned about hiring.
Gene, I want to understand this paradox we're in. There's still jobs available. There are openings that don't have applications. And yet at the same time, we're told that the economy is overheated and inflation, it must slow down. So do those things go together, jobs going begging for workers and a slowdown, which I associate with joblessness?
Yeah, there's 11.5, actually it fell a little bit to like 11.4 million of unfilled jobs that are out there. Even before the pandemic, that number was just as high. It was like 9 or 10 million. So it's always been around. Businesses are always looking for highly skilled, jobs to fill. There's always that need for those kinds of workers, and I think that's what you're seeing out there. So it is plus the pandemic itself. Our payrolls are still behind where we were pre-pandemic. There are a lot of skilled women, for example, who have not come back to work because they're taking care of their families. Data has been showing that. There are a lot of people that have retired, and have not returned to work, although a few of them are trickling back. There are some people that are staying out of the workforce mainly because they're still living off their savings and are not cowed by the volatility in the stock market. And so, a lot of that means that, these people aren't searching and, the businesses themselves still have those jobs open. I keep hearing from my clients as well that, you know, as much as they are concerned about demand, you know, they've got certain key positions they want to fill. If they stumble on somebody or a good candidate to fill that position, they're going to fill that position. Like, the position doesn't go away. It's an unfilled job. It's an opening. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to hire somebody right away. They are looking for the right candidate. But if they do find that right candidate, talent is everything. And I forget if we talked about this a couple weeks ago, John, but, you know, one of the bright spots about the, you know, about a slowdown in the economy is we're going to be seeing lots of, you know, companies, big companies laying people off because they love to do that when the economy slows. We're seeing that in the tech industry right now. And that's an opportunity for a lot of small businesses to fill those unfilled jobs because some talent's going to become available if you've got the money to pay for them.
A few metrics that speak to a slowdown. Vehicle sales decreased in May. Also, lumber prices have slowed or declined. That might be a function of interest rates. It might also be a function of a fall off in demand. Haven't home builders been cautious recently, Gene?
They have. I don't know if I would read too much into the lumber prices. They really spiked. You know, there was a lot of volatility in that over the past 2 years. They're still up about 20% as they were a year ago. So it's not as if, you know, it's we're looking at a subtraction of pricing here. Lumber prices are still high. The housing market itself, you know, when you look at construction spending is up. My favorite architect's index for billings, John, remains pretty strong. The National Association of Home Builders themselves still have very high sentiment. So yeah, mortgage rates are, you know, up and they're expected to continue to go up. That will absolutely have an impact on the construction industry. But I don't think we're going to see significant slowdown only because we still have so much of a shortage of houses. And I think as prices go down, I think we'll be seeing, you know, more activity in the housing market this year.
Travel, you've been on the road, so you can testify from the airports to the rental cars to the hotels. The statistic here says that it's down 9.5% from the same day in 2019. Is that about where it is, or are you seeing a fall off? Can you get a car easier now in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I really can. I mean, I was in Ohio and North Carolina last week on two separate trips. I spoke to the graphic imaging industry and to the North Carolina certified public accountants, a crazy bunch of people. In both times when I was traveling to those conferences, like all the traveling I've been doing this year, I keep an eye out. The airports are busy. The rental car lots are full again. I am not seeing the, remember we talked about that during the pandemic, all the rental car companies got rid of their cars. Right. And that seems to be completely normalized. Most of the hotels I've been staying at though, have been busy, but not completely booked. So there does seem to be some vacancies out there, and I haven't been to Vegas in a couple of months. It's just the way my schedule's been. So I don't know how the traffic is going in Vegas. I'll be able to report back to you more on that as the year goes on. But travel is mostly back. I think the one thing that's deterring a lot of travelers, John, is just, you know, the high price of airfare. I think more people might stay local than fly, even with higher gas prices. It seems like it'll make a difference. John, I'm flying with my wife to London to see her family in 2 weeks. And we just paid something like $1,500 a ticket round trip, right? So that's got to have an impact on the number of people that are getting on planes.
A detail, too, about your travels, about back and forth across the country. Is the mood returning to spending? Because the consumer is carrying the economy. Can you tell that, Gene? Not just are the planes filled, but is there a sense of let's shop?
Not as much as I can tell. The consumer sentiment has continued to decline. Both the University of Michigan and the Conference Board have been reporting that over the past few months. Retail sales have remained relatively strong in this country. So consumers are out there spending, but they are spending with more caution than I've ever seen. And just anecdotally, and you must feel the same way, John, when you speak to your friends, when I speak to my clients, they tell me, particular consumer-facing clients, B2C companies, my retailers, my restaurateurs, they say they're hearing it all the time about higher prices from their customers. Now, does that mean the customers are spending less? Not exactly yet, but at some point, that's got to have some impact on the way people are spending.
My testimony is that when I buy books now on Amazon, I always look at the used books first to see what the price is. Now, that's a minor concession, I understand, but I used to just go for the hardback because I support authors. Now, not so much if there's a good book available that's been used or rotated. Gene Marks. Yep. Is, oh, go ahead, Jane, if you had a comment.
No, I was just going to say, very quickly, a lot of my restaurant clients, though, to get around those price increases are, you know, they're practicing shrinkflation, John. They're, you know, they're selling the same stuff at the same price, but they're including a few less pieces of chicken and a few more potatoes, you know? And that's how they're getting around, you know, driving people away from not coming in because of high prices.
Well, so far, I haven't seen them tear pages out of the book to sell me. They're not shrinking my books yet, but they might. Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. We're going to turn to small business owners next and their optimism or not. Remember, this is a early warning system, small business in America. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.